Bro Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, several charities have cut ties with the Duchess of York after she sent a gushing apology to Jeffrey Epstein for publicly disowning him. The Teenage Cancer Trust, Children's Literacy Trust and Kids Hospice Julia House are among those to have removed Sarah Ferguson as patron. Her spokesman says she emailed the convicted paedophile before he sued her. But biographer Andrew Lowney says there can't be any future in the royal family for the Duchess or her ex-husband Prince Andrew.
This is extremely damaging because it's showing that the royal family haven't gripped the Andrew and Sarah problem at all. They just put their head in the sand and hoped the problem would go away. And it's quite clear it's not going away and something needs to be done.
Russia's been warned it risks a direct armed confrontation with Britain and its NATO allies. Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper's accused Moscow of reckless actions after its plane flew into Estonian airspace on Friday. The Lib Dem leader's refusing to rule out a deal with Labour if it means preventing a reform-led government. Sir Ed Davey says he won't commit to any pacts before them, but warns Nigel Farage would mimic Donald Trump's policies if he became Prime Minister. He's told us he's optimistic the Lib Dems can build on last year's election success anyway.
If we win the seats that I think we can win, that stops Reform winning because they're going to need to win some of those seats off the Tories, which I think we can win. Seats off Labour, which I think we can win. So I'm really confident that by ourselves, if we are successful, we can win.
The Chancellor says approval for a second runway at Gatwick shows the government's on the side of builders, not blockers. Local campaigners are threatening legal action. The final 56 body care stores are closing this week. Administrators couldn't find a buyer for the beauty chain. And Christian Horner will be able to return to Formula One next year after agreeing a multi-million pound exit from Red Bull. He only officially left today after settling his severance package. That's the latest. I'm Cam Hall.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A couple have been jailed for raping a teenage girl near Bridgend. The 17-year-old was invited by Sean Ellis-Evans and Sarah Vigas back to their home following a night out. A court heard she had been living in survival mode following the attack in North Canelly 3 years ago. Both defendants will serve a total of 16 and a half years. South Wales Police says it's running a dedicated operation to tackle illegal hair coursing here in the Vale. A wave of violent incidents has led to a farming union's calls for a rural crime unit to be set up. The force has told Bro Radio News they are taking an intelligence-led approach with specially trained leads embedded in every part of the region. The Welsh Lib Dems leader says she'll get a better deal for the Senedd if they win power at the next elections. Jane Dodds told their conference in Bournemouth that Wales needed greater control of its own finances. Meanwhile, their UK leader, Sir Ed Davey, refused to tell ITV Wales if he felt Miss Dodds was the right person to lead the party here. Detectives believe a missing teenage girl may have travelled from north to south Wales. It's 9 days since Shiloh went missing from the Buckley area of Flintshire. Police say the 15-year-old has known links with Barry, Penarth and Cardiff Bay. And one of the stars of Gavin and Stacey will join a fundraising walk on Barry Island next month. Actor Oscar Hartland, who played Neil the Baby in the sitcom, will be helping to raise money for the Velindra Cancer Centre. Organisers are encouraging fancy dress for the 6 kilometre walk, which will be led by Barry-born weatherman Derek Brockway. In sports, Matt Sherritt admits his departure as Cardiff's head coach is not ideal timing. He's joining Steve Tandy's Wales set-up as their attack coach, having previously taken caretaker charge of the national team. Cardiff begin their new season next Saturday when they face Lions in the URC.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown. all the old men crazy. Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
I said, blood will spill. And if the boys want to fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer. It won't be long, won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
Good evening, Tom with you here, back on the Monday Night Sports Show. And as always, we'll be talking about a whole host of different sports taking place across the Vale and South Wales. We've got the latest news and results coming up for you shortly, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Tom's sitting in here on the Monday Night Sports Show, and we're going to start off with some football. And Barry Town United held Flint Town United to a goalless draw in the Cymru Premier. Steve Jenkins' men have now drawn three of their last five league outings after the Silkmen missed the late penalty in the driving rain at Cae y Castell. Callum Saintie's absence prompted one change from last Saturday's comfortable home win over Bala, with Robbie Wilmot taking the captain's armband and Dan Barton returning to the starting lineup. An early half chance saw Ellis Williams' header sail just wide from Robbie Wilmot's free kick, while Ollie Holbert produced arguably the pick of the first half efforts, going one-on-one with Harry Owen before his shot from the edge of the box struck the crossbar. Homekeeper Jack Flint came close to being caught out right on the stroke of half-time from a George Ratcliffe set-piece, but Ryan Kavanagh's follow-up was scuffed into the side netting. As weather conditions deteriorated in the second half, Barry's Will Richards lost possession from Ratcliffe's goal kick before Darren Stevenson turned his marker and slotted the ball wide. The visitors came close again shortly afterwards. Some good build at play from Morgan Wigley and Ollie Holbert paved the way for Captain Wilmot, but with only the keeper to beat, his shot from the edge of the box narrowly skirted the far post. Then in the 86th minute, a rash foul on Jake Cavanagh gifted the hosts a late penalty, but Josh Jones's spot kick ricocheted off the near post into Ratcliffe's arms. And from the resulting scramble, Alec Medimu blasted the ball high over the bar. A stalemate seemed an apt result for what Silkman boss Lee Fowler described to S4C's Scorio as a game of little quality, with Barry slipping to seventh, albeit just 1 point off the top half of the table. Barry continue their travels on Tuesday night when they visit Haverford West County, who were second bottom following their 3-1 defeat to Connors Quay. Meanwhile, Penabont became the first team to beat Caernarvon Town this season with a 2-1 victory at home. Noah Daly struck either side of Rhys Griffiths' side, who remain third in the table. Defending champions, the New Saints are top for the first time, albeit on goal difference after beating winless Cardiff Met 3-1, while Britton Ferry drew 2-2 at Bala. And bottom club Llanelli finally have their first point of the top flight following a goalless draw with Colwyn Bay, who as per Flint also missed a penalty late in that game. And moving on to Barry Town's women's team, they fell to a 5-0 defeat against reigning Adran Premier champions Cardiff City. Mackenzie Alden scored two goals against her former club, who prop up the table after three straight defeats. Manager Stevie McCarthy Campbell welcomed back first choice keeper Molly Aronson following her one game ban, but captain Emily Freeman was absent after suffering an ankle injury in last week's battling defeat at Wrexham. Holly Jenkins was given the armband, and with Erin Murray relieved of her temporary duties between the posts, the midfielder went close to taking a very early lead, only for her effort to sail just over the bar. The opening half hour as a whole saw both sides start brightly, with City keeper Kerrin Chamberlain forced into denying Kira Harris's header. But Barry's resistance gave way on 33 minutes when Alden set up Michaela Cook to drill past Aronson from inside the area. The Barry keeper did well to block a dangerous 30-yard free kick from Neve Jenkins, but City doubled their lead soon after a handball from Danielle Broadhurst, with Laura Kernock making no mistake from the spot. It was all but game over as stoppage time approached, when Alden blasted her efforts from the edge of the top corner to put Cardiff in cruise control at the break. India Shanahan brought out another fine save from Chamberlain, but just before the hour mark, City added their fourth when the hosts failed to deal with a loose ball in the area, allowing Kernock to grab her second from close range. Alden went inches wide to grab in her own brace, but the former Barry striker made good in the 86th minute, latching onto Kernock's cross and finishing past Aronson to complete another bad day at the office for the hosts. Cardiff topped the table on goal difference, while Barry are still searching for their first point going into next Sunday's visit to Aberystwyth, whose unbeaten start ended with a 2-0 loss at Swansea City. Pontypridd United also struggling after a 4-0 defeat at the hands of Britton Ferry, Llansawel, while the New Saints beat Wrexham 4-2 the New Saints beat Wrexham 4-2 in the North Wales Derby at Park Hall.
This is Bro Radio.
I don't want to frighten you people, but I know what's going to happen.
Coming this October.
Tell us about the ghost. We need something to entertain us.
Entertain you? Heavens above.
Live at the Paget Rooms, Penarth.
Ever since that night, the station has been haunted.
I've got to go see it. I must. The driver, please.
Panath Operatic and Dramatic Society's The Ghost Train. October 8th through 11th. Tickets available from ghosttrainplay.co.uk.
Mae croeso I bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanelltid Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai'ch yn ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle I gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanelltid Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar Heol yr Orsaf.
No parent ever imagines that their child's life will be short. Sadly, this is the reality facing thousands of families in Wales. By leaving a gift in your will to Tŷ Hafan Children's Hospice, you can make sure no family has to face it alone. With our free wills offer, a gift costs you nothing today, but will change children's lives tomorrow. Visit tŷhafan.org/freewill to find out how.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The laundry rooms, Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
You and Paul are far from money.
Tom with you here on the Monday Night Sports Show, and continuing with the football, Dinas Powys and Llantwit Major are through to the second round of the Welsh Cup. Dinas continue their cup run with a 3-1 win at home to SWPL Championship Club Avon United. Oakley Barnett put the hosts in front after just 5 minutes at the merge before Jack Preston doubled their lead 11 minutes later. United found a reply via Levi Walters on 19 minutes, but Dinas sealed their place on 33 minutes with another goal as they became the only local grassroots club to qualify for this season's competition. Llantwit also progressed into round two after beating Cymru South rivals Bagland Dragons 2-0. Jack Bevan struck for Major against the run of play after half an hour at Windmill Lane before Josh Jones added a second shortly before half-time. And on Saturday, Sully Sports took on Halton Road in Division 1 West. Sully Sports came out on top with a 3-1 win, moving them into second in the table. Halton Road struck early with a goal on the second minute from James for the only goal of the first half. And then Sully Sports regrouped well at half-time with their first goal coming on the 50th minute from Baker, who scored again on the 80th minute. Williams then sealed the deal with Sully's third goal in injury time in a feisty game, which saw 10 yellow cards shared between the teams on the day. Halton Road dropped to 11th with their next game at home to Fairwater, who currently sit 4th in the table. And staying in Division 1 West, Cogan Coronation took on Fairwater last Saturday and came away with a 3-1 win. Cogan took the lead after 10 minutes with a Nichols goal assisted by Hodgkins. Fairwater fought back and scored their first after 27 minutes, making the score 1-1 at half-time. In the second half, Cogan took over with a brace from Jones on the 64th and 70th minute, with Cogan able to ride out the rest of the game to take the win. Cogan's next game will be in the W. John Owen Cup, where they take on Penturch Rangers at home. And Sully's next match will also be in the cup, where they host Margam Youth Centre, with both matches taking place next Saturday at 2:30 p.m. In the Vale of Glamorgan AFL Premier League, Penarth Town FC lost 3-2 away to Caddiston Imps. Caddiston took a 1-0 lead after 16 minutes before Penarth were awarded a penalty on the 21st minute. Macaulay Winton was able to slot it home from the spot, but Caddiston's Chris Rees gave his team a 2-1 lead almost immediately after. The game went back and forth until the 69th minute, where Penarth's Richardson was able to level the score again. And then things were tense until the 85th minute, when McCarthy managed to slot the ball home for Caddiston, who held on to take the win. Monday Night Sports Show, and we're moving on to some rugby and starting off in Barry, who got their first win in the Admiral League season, beating Abercorn on 12-11 at a wet and windy Reservoir Field. But the Bombers gave their supporters a few nervous moments at the end of the game when Abercorn threatened to snatch away that much needed victory. A last minute try in the corner by Sam Evans saw Abercorn close the gap on the Bombers to 1 point. Dean Gunter took his time over the conversion attempt, but as everyone held their breath, the kick went inches wide. Defeat would have been harsh on Barry, who put in a much improved performance from last weekend's derby defeat at home to Penarth. But this week, the mindset was right. And given the weather conditions, it was never going to be a flowing game, save for one sparkling length of the pitch interception try in the 43rd minute by Barry's man of the match, Morgan Prosser, who was scoring his first senior try. But this was a battle of attrition between the forwards and limited possession for the backs. Abercorn were consistently driven back by Barry's dominant scrum, particularly in the first half, and the driving lineouts kept the Bombers on top for long spells, a tactic that paid off with a try as early as the 10th minute from Alan Evans inevitably applying the final touch. The visitors enjoyed a little more territory in the second half, but Barry's hard-working and determined defence kept them largely at arm's length until that final minute drama with penalties from Gunter in the 6th and 58th minutes, all they had to show for their efforts. And sticking in Barry, going on to the youth team, a weakened Barry youth side went down 19-0 at Rubina in their latest Cardiff South 1 league encounter. Barry were missing key ball carriers in their forwards and quickly found themselves trailing 14-0 following two well-worked tries by Rubina. But against the team which won the youth opening season tournament 2 weeks earlier, the young Bombers battled for everything and never let their heads drop, with hard-working forwards Reece Brin and Max O'Sullivan the pick of the bunch up front. Midway through the second half, Barry finally gained some ascendancy, but in trying to force it, they unfortunately coughed the ball up for Rubina to grab a third try on the counter. Barry again refused to go away, and the impressive George Strong was almost rewarded with a consolation try, only to be held up short. And moving east with Penarth, and Penarth were again victorious last weekend with a 36-7 win at home to Redevelin. The Bears ran in six tries in their first home game of the season at the Athletic Ground, courtesy of Spencer Robinson, Luke Keane-Adams, Ben Jones, Owen Lloyd, Ellis Smith and Alex Abel. And James Candy also marked his 100th appearance for Penarth as they clinched a third straight bonus point win to stay top of Division 1 East Central. So like I say, Penarth are now 3 wins from 3, keeping them top of the table with their next game on the 4th of October, where they are at home again, this time to St Albans. And Barry's first win of the season moved them up to 7th in the table, where they'll be travelling to Abercumboy for their next match on the 4th of October. In the League 2 East Central, Cowbridge were away to Rubina, where they took the win by 15-5. Their first win of the season sees them move up to 5th in the table, where they're tied on points with Porth Harlequins, but are above them in the table because of their better points difference. And Cowbridge travel back home for their next game on the 27th of September, where they take on Taffswell at 2:30 p.m. And it was mixed results in the League 3 East Central, which saw Dennis Powers take the home win to Ferndale 24-17. But Llantwit Major couldn't replicate the result, losing 19-12 when they took on Llandaff RFC. And after their loss, Llantwit Major are now 9th in the table, still awaiting their first win of the season, but with two losing bonus points. Whereas Dinas Powers' first win saw them jump up to 8th, level on points with 7th place Fairwater, but behind on points difference. And both teams are away next week, with Dinas Powers travelling to Gilbach Goch and Llantwit Major take on Canton. And in the League 5 East Central, all Penarthians took their first loss of the season, going down to Cardiff Met by a score of 34-7. The all Penarthians dropped to 5th in the tightly contested table and are hoping to bounce back next week when they host Llandrindob Wells, who are currently sitting at the bottom of the table. And finally, in the League 6 East Central, Sully View were away to Rumney RFC, however the match was postponed. As a result, Sully View dropped to 2nd in the table, with Kenfig Hill going 2 wins from 2. However, Sully have a game in hand. With a bye week this week, Sully's next match will see them travel to Bridgend Athletic, who currently sit bottom of the table.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy, and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centered treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 117 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission, under account number 36893.
Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning, multi-award-winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Let me guide you to the purple rain.
Tom with you here on the Monday Night Sports Show, and now we're going to move on to something a little bit different, as Barry Rowing Club will be hosting an open day on Barry Island Beach. On Saturday, September the 27th, both beginners and experienced rowers are invited to test their skills in the sea, and the morning session will allow participants to try boats on a casual basis, while the afternoon will feature some fun racing. Celtic longboats and coastal scull boats will be available, and the club said the day will be a great opportunity for anyone wanting to have a go at rowing, or for experienced rowers to have a go at the wilder side. Now, Mike will be back with you next week here on the Monday Night Sports Show, but I'm going to head down to Barry Island Beach to get some interviews and insights as to what Barry Rowing Club is all about. And I may even try my hand at a little bit of rowing myself. So if you can't make it down to the beach, make sure you tune in next week to find out all that I got up to. And moving on now to the cricket, and Glamorgan seal promotion to the top flight of the Championship for the first time in 21 years as their match away to Derbyshire ended in a soggy draw. Rain washed out the third and fourth days, while high winds prevented any play on the first day, leaving Derbyshire with little opportunity to cut Glamorgan's lead in second place. Glamorgan managed to bat out their first innings, reaching a score of 259 in 88.3 overs, with Kieran Carson being the top batter with a score of 94. However, Derbyshire only managed to bat for five overs, reaching a score of 17 for nothing before rain delayed the game further. With Gloucestershire failing to get batting bonus points, only Middlesex had any theoretical chance of overhauling Glamorgan in second, but the Londoners could only salvage a draw in the final day against Lancashire. Glamorgan have won five championship games and are unbeaten since April, so a huge congratulations to them. We'll be right back. Monday Night Sports Show, Tom with you here, and now we're going to look at the ice hockey. And Friday night hockey returned to Vindico Arena as the Cardiff Devils welcomed the Guildford Flames in Challenge Cup action. The Devils were missing some key players as Ben Bounds got the start in goal for the Devils. Guildford silenced the home crowd when a shot from the blue line found its way through traffic and passed Bounds into the net to give the Flames a 1-0 lead just 2 minutes and 43 seconds into the game. The Devils battled back, and at 14 minutes 41, Nolan Yaremenko tipped in a shot from Jimmy Oligny to tie the game at 1-1. Then former Devil Tyler Bush took a slashing penalty, and the Devils made the power play count when Cole Sanford took a pass and a strong shot to make it 2-1. The Devils killed off a penalty to start the second period, not giving up a single shot, and then went to work themselves. A relentless shift in the offensive zone and two big hits from Ryan Barrow kept the pressure on the Guildford defence. Some excellent pressure on the Guildford net resulted in the Devils' third. Then Riley Brandt picked up the loose puck and fed a wide open Ben Davis at the side of the net for a tapping goal at 27 minutes. The Devils extended their lead when Josh McDonald went in on a breakaway and slid the puck past Fazio to make it 4-1 at 32 minutes and 49 seconds. The period ended with some pushing and shoving in front of Bounds as a frustrated Flames side left the ice with a 3-goal deficit to make up in the final 20 minutes. The Devils started the third with an early goal to go up 5-1 after just 27 seconds. Yaremko scored his second goal of the game at 46 minutes and 55 seconds. 3 minutes later, Christoph Kontos rounded off the scoring, taking a pass from Ryan Barrow, shooting the puck short side to make it 7-1 for the Devils. The Flames were given one final chance for some redemption when they had a 5-on-3 power play to finish the game, but Bounds was there to make two big stops and close out the game. And Bounds stopped 32 out of the 33 shots he faced. Then on Sunday, the Devils went to Coventry Blaze again in the Challenge Cup. It was a perfect start for the Devils as Ryan Barrow scored just 53 seconds into the game, deflecting a pass from Gleeson Fournier past Matt Robson to make it 1-0. The Devils ran into penalty trouble towards the end of the period, but they stayed ahead by a single goal after 20 minutes of play. And period two was the Blazers' turn to start fast. 53 seconds were on the clock, this time when the Devils' keeper stopped Grant's mismatch's shot, but Mike Pelich was on hand to put the rebound home for a power play goal. The Devils took two further minor penalties in the period, but it came out all square after 40 minutes. Just over 2 minutes into period three, a loose puck rolled perfectly for Colton Saucerman to fire home a slap shot to put the Blaze ahead 2-1. And Bailey Harewood had a chance to get his first of the season when he found himself all alone in front of Robson, but the Blaze netminder poked the puck away from him as he tried to tuck it in the net. Sam Duggan had the best opportunity of the period to tie the game when he broke free, but Robson denied him on the breakaway. And the final 10 minutes of the game were all Devils, but they simply couldn't get anything past Robson. In the end, the Devils outshot the Blaze 46 shots to 25, but the Blaze held on for a 2-1 win. And the Cardiff Devils are next in action towards the end of this week and this weekend. So on Friday the 26th, they're at home in the Challenge Cup to Manchester Storm. And then on Saturday the 27th, they will be away in the Challenge Cup to Manchester Storm. And that's about it for this week. Thank you ever so much for listening. Like I said, Mike will be back next week with all your sporting action. So make sure you tune in and listen to him. North Star.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Thyroid cancer is a rare cancer that affects the thyroid gland. The most common symptom is a painless lump or swelling in the neck. Less common symptoms are a hoarse voice or difficulty in swallowing. Most lumps are benign. Around 1 in 20 people presenting will have thyroid cancer. If you're concerned, visit your GP, see thyroidsupportwales.co.uk or call 077 16 105 210. Thyroid Cancer Support Group Wales. Small enough to care, yet big enough to make a difference.
If you're all going on a summer holiday, call Vale Taxis, as we'll get you there on time. Barry's Vale Taxis offers fixed price airport transfers. And if you book a return, we'll even check the arrivals board to make sure we arrive when you do.
even if your flight lands early. Oh, and book it in advance to save 10%. For airport transfers, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747666 or search Vale Taxis Barry and download our app.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission under account number 36893.
Life never stands still, but memories can. At Shutterhire and Dinners Powers, we're here to freeze life's precious moments. From pregnancy and newborn sessions to unique family portraits documenting your little ones as they change and grow. Shutterhire is here to capture those special moments so you can cherish them forever. Shutterhire, your local photography studio in Dinners Powers. Find us on Facebook, Instagram or at shutterhire.co.uk.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This